Good morning. We're so glad that you've joined us again this morning for the Word for Life radio ministry. It is an opportunity to often hear personal testimonies. Somebody has well said that your personal testimony with the Lord is kind of like your fingerprint. Everybody's is different. And in the studio this morning is Allison Alfing, and Allison has her own fingerprint, I guess, Allison, we could say, of how the Lord worked in your life. We're glad you're here with us.
Thank you.
As we kind of get started, I think Allison may have a testimony that might resonate with some of you folks that are listening to us this morning. And it may also remind you that others need a testimony. A lot of people around us may think they know Christ, may think they are believers, but boy, when push comes to shove, they realize all I had was religion. I didn't have a relationship. So listen real carefully as Allison shares her testimony with us.
Well, I grew up in a Catholic family, and as a child, I had a love for the church. The physical building was comforting to me. And as I think back as to what the church looked like, I can remember the stained glass windows, the lighted candles mm-hmm. that you used for praying, the pews that we would sit in.
Okay.
The baptismal font and the altar, which I was always told not to go on because it was disrespectful.
Right.
And I would often go to church with either my grandma or my aunt. My aunt was the director of the choir, so we would go early and she would buy me a donut and a chocolate milk, and I would sit and listen to the choir rehearse. My grandma was also an active member of the church, and so when I would go with her, we would either go to the kitchen to set up for Donut Sunday, which was once a month, or we would go to the back room where they prepared communion. So I got a lot of donuts when I was little.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Real sweet experience. Huh?
Yeah. One of my favorite things about the Catholic Church was the music. I thought it was so pretty, especially some of the piano parts.
Right.
My family knew the piano man, the person who played, and I would always ask him to play one specific song. And I really can't remember what the song was, but I know that I loved it.
Sure.
And music is also something that's really special to me. Because I was born into the Melk family, which is my maiden name.
Right.
My grandfather and my great-grandfather started the business Melk Music.
Okay.
And now my uncle owns it. And the store is an instrument repair shop. And my grandma used to live above it.
Oh.
And so when I would sleep over, I would wake up to hear instruments playing. And, you know, they would usually be playing scales or just any type of music. And right. I really cherish that memory. It was fun. And I played several instruments as a kid, but I was the best at singing. And our church didn't have a children's choir, but when I was in third or fourth grade, they allowed me to join the adult choir.
Wait a minute. Third or fourth grade?
Yeah, I was pretty little.
Whoa. Did they hide you behind people? Or?
No, I think I stood in the front row.
I guess, okay. All right.
Yeah, but I was able to keep up, and I followed directions well and sat quietly. So they let me sing with them, and every once in a while they'd give me a special part, mostly around Christmas time. So one Christmas I got to sing a little solo in French.
Right.
And then another Christmas they put on a play, and I got to be John the Baptist, so I got to sing a solo for that.
Okay.
But my faith as a child was very childlike, which is probably very natural. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of confidence in being a Christian and believing in God, and I was never ashamed of that.
Right.
And I think some of that was because of a Bible school that I went to one summer. We had a cassette tape of songs that we sang that week.
Right.
And the first song was called, "We Are Into Something Really Cool. It's Jesus Love." And so I thought it just made me feel proud to be a Christian.
Now, this was at the Catholic Church.
Well, I think it was a non-denominational summer school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Somebody invited you to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yep. And then also in fifth grade, I went to Awana for 1 year with my friend.
Gotcha.
So I learned a few Bible verses and songs.
Right.
But I think for me, for that year at least, Awana was more of just a way of completing the book and getting through it.
The Awana books.
Yeah, the Awana books. Yep. Yeah. And I just wanted to complete it, so I was kind of distracted with that, and I didn't really internalize the verses that they were giving me to learn.
Sure.
But one thing that did really stick with me during Awana was one song we would sing, and it kind of went, "Cast your burden on Jesus, for he cares for you."
Mm.
So I kept that with me throughout my whole life, really. And so whenever I would go through anything, I would sing that song to myself.
Right, just to minister to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now I know that that Bible verse is, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you.
Right.
He will never permit the righteous to be moved. And so mm-hmm. that is something I go to a lot when I just need to know that God will carry me through whatever I'm going through.
Right.
And so that was just something that was special to me. So sixth grade was one of the toughest years for me. I stopped going to church, but I did carry my Bible with me to school. Right. I rarely opened it, though.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had gone through a divorce in the fifth grade, which to me was a welcome thing. The man my mom was married to was not my birth father, okay. but was the father of my three siblings.
Mm-hmm.
He was not super involved, and I don't remember him being around much. My mom had to go through some difficult things with him, and although I had no idea what she was going through,
right.
she did need me to help her with taking care of my siblings. So I changed a lot of diapers, read books, put my brothers to bed,
right.
did laundry, and I just took care of myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get to enjoy being a kid too much, but mm-hmm. I do remember having a lot of fun childhood memories. So in sixth grade, my mom started dating a man who I resented quickly. He took over my role with taking care of my siblings, and I was just left to be a kid.
Mm.
I didn't like that because I enjoyed being in charge of myself and getting to sit in the front seat. And now I was being told when to go to bed, and I wasn't allowed to make as many decisions for myself, just with things like what I could eat.
Right.
And at school, I didn't connect well with my teacher, and I ended up almost failing the sixth grade.
Hmm.
I didn't have any friends, and I felt completely alone, even though my homeroom was filled with kids who gave me all the attention I could have ever wanted. And the reason I did that was because I sang in the talent show, and after that, I was the most popular kid for a few weeks. They would corner me and ask me to sing for them.
Hmm.
But then after I would sing, they would leave, and then I was alone again.
Okay, yeah.
So I tried clinging to God, and I would bring my Bible with me to school. But he seemed really far away, and I didn't know how to reach him. And when I would try to read my Bible, I didn't really understand what I was reading.
Right.
The only thing that gave me a little bit of happiness was music again. I really liked country music, but I also had a love for older music. My grandmother watched and continues to watch The Andy Griffith Show, and she had a cassette tape of Andy Griffith singing some traditional hymns.
Oh, okay.
So my mom bought me the two Andy Griffith CDs that had traditional hymns on them.
At least you didn't have Barney singing on it.
Right.
Yeah, he'd really get you off tune, wouldn't he?
Yeah. So my favorite hymns were Shall We Gather at the River and We're Marching to Zion.
Right.
And I love to listen to that, and it always made me feel closer to God.
Did you sing along with him?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you probably would.
And I would do the harmony part
it,
too.
Yeah, cool.
So music was really where I connected the most in my faith when I was younger. And we also used to listen to Stephen Curtis Chapman's music.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of his music was difficult for me to understand the meaning of.
Okay.
But there were a few songs that were just more simple that I kind of clung to. Like
right.
one was Let Us Pray, and he would just repeat Let Us Pray a lot.
I see.
But then he would also do the Lord's Prayer at the end of that song. And as the Catholic, you say the Lord's Prayer every Sunday right before communion.
Right.
So it was kind of something to connect me back to my faith with that.
Mm-hmm.
And 7th and 8th grade got a lot better for me. I got very close to my two friends and remained close with them through high school.
Mm-hmm.
And in 7th grade, my mom married the man she had been dating, and I was getting along a lot better with him. And I was actually enjoying just getting to be a kid.
Okay.
And we moved at the end of 8th grade to a different city. There was no Catholic church there, so even though we hadn't really been going to church much anyway, we really stopped going completely when
right.
we moved to that city.
Yeah.
I went to a different high school than all of my friends in 9th grade, but I actually really liked that high school. But I only stayed there for 5 weeks because my siblings did not like their school, and they were getting homesick, and my brother was, he had to go home every day because he was getting sick.
Wow.
And so my mom applied for open enrollment, and then we would drive an hour to our old high school or our old schools every single day. So it was a long drive, but at least I got to go to high school with my friends again.
A lot of bonding time with the family, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Around Halloween of that year when we moved, we went to one church that was in our current city, and they had a Halloween event.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom thought it would be a good idea to just go and meet people who were in our city who were Christians or people who shared our faith. And the event was a lot of fun. I got to play games to win candy, and there was a 5-minute presentation show that they put on that I decided to watch.
Okay.
It was a simple presentation where they had a pumpkin, and they talked about how the gooey inside is like our sin.
Oh.
And Jesus scoops out our sin and takes it from us, and then God makes us a new person, and that makes us happy, which is why the pumpkin has a face. And then you put the candle in because that's like Jesus' light shining through us. And I remember sitting through this presentation in amazement. It was the closest thing to the gospel that I had ever heard.
And that was what grade?
That was eighth grade.
Eighth grade, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I had never thought much about sin before, and I didn't really understand that Jesus could actually shine through me.
Okay.
I thought, you know, I'd always been reaching for him, and now this was a way that he was actually in me, in a way.
Okay, all right.
So I was very excited, and I watched the presentation one more time before we left.
Right.
And after that, I started listening to more Stephen Curtis Shire music and praying a bit more. But I wasn't sure where to go from there, so I just kind of stayed in that place spiritually for a while.
Okay.
About 2 months before ninth grade was over, my mom and stepdad told us that they were expecting a baby. And we were all really excited.
Sure. And there would be somebody for you to help take care of.
Yes.
Right.
I actually had to give up my room for her, but I was happy to do that. So in June, about 2 weeks after school ended, I woke up one morning to my mom screaming at me to wake up, and I heard her crying. She went outside, and when I got downstairs and looked out the window, I saw two police officers standing on the porch. My siblings were already awake, and they had no idea what was going on. I was 15 at the time, and so I had an idea, but I didn't want it to be true, so we just made up silly stories while we waited for my mom to come back inside. After a while, my aunt showed up, and then I was a little confused and also nervous. I saw her look at some pictures that the police gave her, and then she and my mom came inside. My mom was crying, and we went upstairs to my sister's room and sat down. My aunt told us that our stepfather had passed away early that morning. It is a hard thing to think back on because it was so emotional, and I remember as soon as she said that, everyone was crying.
Wow, yeah. Well, Allison, we've kind of run out of time here, but we will definitely continue your story next time we get together. And friends, you've been listening to how God works in the life of a child. Remember what she said about Vacation Bible School? The impression that that made on her to kind of begin the whole idea of knowing God. And then, of course, there was Awana. If you have children in your neighborhood around you, don't forget them. Be a part of their lives, because in the future, that may be the turning point for them, for Christ. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.